And as we continue on our spring sports previews here on KBRB, today we are with the Ainsworth Bulldog Boys golf coach, Julie McKeel. And Coach McKeel, I know I was able to get out early season, good weather and things like that, and you were able to get out a little bit and look like pretty good numbers for the golf team. And let's just start off by taking a look at some numbers for you.
All right. So, yeah, it was really nice. In my 4 years here, this is the first year that we've actually been able to go out to the course that first week and actually get some practice done that wasn't in the gym. So we do have 10 boys out this year, starting with one senior, Arian Gucci. I have four juniors, a sophomore, and about four freshmen.
Well, let's talk about maybe a little bit of experience as you have a return, as you said, as a senior in Arian Gucci, but might be kind of young in knowledge on the golf course.
Yeah, Arian has been with me, this is his fourth year on the team. I know that he's playing a lot in the summer, too, so he does bring some pretty good experience and has traveled with us probably the last 3 years. The four juniors, two of them bring experience, Jet Hollenbeck and Aiden Jackman. I have Ryan Salzman coming back for his second year, and we did gain junior Morgan Kinney, who's been a trackster the last 2 years. But is experienced on the golf course. I see him out playing quite a bit. So we're excited to have Morgan join us.
And then you bring on some of those youngsters and maybe some time for you and your assistant coach, who happens to be Rex McKeel, and yes, a chance for you guys to work a little bit with those youngsters around the greens. You know, everybody wants to hit that ball as far as they can, but a lot of strokes are gained or lost on the putting green.
Yeah, that's something that I have to reiterate to those boys every day, that we need to make sure that our short game is in good working order. So we have Colby Beagle as a sophomore who's coming in. He did have his eighth grade year with Heather Luter in junior high, and then so this is kind of his third year. And then I bring those freshmen. Two of them are returning from their eighth grade year, Braden Zimba and Eric Hitchcock. And then I have a new Matthew Mixon and David Cook as freshmen coming in also. So, yeah, we always start on the green with the putting and then work our way up. They always want to hit those drivers, but I make them wait a few days for that.
Well, let's talk about it. Weather leading up to our conversation today had been pretty good. Able to get out to the driving range, putting green, just get used to being outside, as you mentioned, instead of in the gym. And this is probably the first time in 4 or 5 years you haven't had to be in the gym first. But the advantages of maybe being outside and instead of inside.
Oh, definitely so many advantages. Like I said, putting is so important, but putting on a green versus putting in a hallway, a huge difference. So it's been nice, and our golf courses is really in good shape, so that's been great.
Now let's talk about when weather gets ready for you to actually get a golf tournament in, and basically probably the same golf tournaments. Any new golf tournaments this year?
No, except for the fact that we do get to host districts in Ainsworth, so that's exciting for us.
Well, that, you know, it usually becomes one of those advantages, no matter what sport you're in, home court, home field, home golf course advantage, a chance for you to go out there. You already know what the course is, maybe get some distances down in that, and just the ability for Ainsworth to host the golf district is big, not only for the golfers, but also for the Ainsworth Community Schools.
Absolutely. Such an advantage for us, not only the fact that we won't have to travel, but just that we know the course and are familiar with all those yardages and what we'll need to do.
And Coach, with that, I expect maybe the school as well as the golf team going to be looking maybe for some extra help, scorekeepers and things like that.
Yes, absolutely. When you host a district, you always want scores for each group. Also, just making sure that golf course is, like I said, it's in great shape, but there's always a few more little things that need to be done if you're going to have districts at your course.
Well, good numbers for the Ainsworth golf team this year. And Coach, I was also out there and saw that the junior high is really picking up also.
Yes, Jessica Kemke took over the junior high program. I'm not sure exactly on her numbers, but I'm guessing there's at least 10 to 12, maybe 15 of them that are out there on the course. So I think what we're doing with our juniors in the summer and then starting that middle school program is going to be a great asset to all of us.
Well, when Mother Nature gets ready to let us on the golf course, Coach, we wish you and your golfers the best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Cody.